You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today we're going to talk a little bit about marketing your business from a very different vantage point, a vantage point that most of us don't really think about when it comes to the things that we do in our business, what we offer the public, the prospective clientele that we serve. And you're going to get insight into how you can reposition your knowledge, your expertise in a way that is going to really broaden your business to a whole new audience and hopefully put a lot more cash in your pocket. So today I have the pleasure of welcoming Shadid Alazar, who I've been chatting with over the last year or so in and out. We have a similar worldview in many respects, and I know that he has a lot to teach me, and I hope he's going to teach you some as well. As he likes to introduce himself, he is Baltimore's leading small business advisor. He's also a U.S. Navy veteran, and he works with experts and entrepreneurs in a number of regards. I'm actually going to not steal his thunder, because I'm holding back the secret sauce to what he actually does to help you, and we'll let him share that with you in a moment. But first of all, Shadid, welcome.
It is great to be here. It is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to share this time and space with you and your wonderful audience.
Well, thanks so much. I teased everybody saying, okay, there's this secret sauce, and I don't want to hold out too long, but I wonder, before we jump into that, if you can give us a little bit of an overview of the type of work that you do these days. I know that you sort of cover a broad range of services, and you work with lots of different clients, but what is it that somebody comes to you to get help with typically?
Well, first of all, for those of you who are tuning into this broadcast, you may have come into my work in a number of different, let's say, costumes or specialties. And the truth about that is that I started young. So when you start going down a path at a young age, you gain tons of experience. So maybe 10 years ago, you may have known me for this. 5 years ago, you'd know me for this. And here we are today. So what I do, and I would say what separates me from the great professionals within my field, is that I know, we all know, that we all have a gift. We all have a talent. We all have knowledge. And so what I help entrepreneurs, authors, agencies to accomplish is to take that knowledge and to package it into what we'll call license ready material. So if you have a book and you want that book to be available within, let's say, a university as, let's say, guided learning within a library, so that when you go to the library, kids or the next generation can read your book. Or if you created a signature course and you want that to be available within, let's say, corporate USA, corporate Canada, around the world in terms of corporations, I help you develop that content into license ready material. What is license ready material? So there are, what people don't understand is that corporations don't create their own content. Universities don't write their own textbooks. There are companies that are created. There are businesses that are started that do business with universities because it's so lucrative. Corporate America, let's say North America especially, they tend to outsource to the entrepreneurial community. So I'm the person, I'm the resource who has built the network of licensing agents, licensing or media buyers or content buyers from corporations, and help the entrepreneurial community, the expert community, to bridge that gap and ultimately have their materials, their creations available and featured in a multi-billion dollar industry. So let's go down that path and talk more about it.
Yeah. So, wow. First of all, there was a lot there. And I hope that folks picked out the secret sauce is actually in this whole licensing concept, because it is an avenue that most entrepreneurs, most experts, most small businesses don't necessarily think of, because we're focused very much on the service we're providing or getting speaking gigs, you know, to share our knowledge and then maybe sell something after we speak, for example. But you're opening up doors to a whole different opportunity path for a lot of business owners out there. Which businesses, and you know that a lot of the businesses we focus on in our business are professional services businesses, where there's a great deal of knowledge, but their focus is on, you know, providing the service or guiding a client through to get a specific result. What types of businesses or entrepreneurs really fit the mold that you're talking about in terms of licensing? And I assume to corporations, there's one set. To the academic, you know, community, there's another set. Can you sort of walk us through all of that?
Sure. So when we talk about what types of entrepreneurs or what types of businesses, what we have to understand is that it addresses one of the key, let's say, points that stop people from licensing to begin with, which is my content is not valuable enough. So let's turn the question on its head for a second and kind of turn a Rubik's Cube to a different angle and look at it this way. If we think about how many corporations exist in the world, if we think about how many industries exist in the world, there is an audience for any type of content that informs, educates, or takes the audience from point A to point B. Everything from, let's say, Las Vegas to the adult industry to gambling to mixed martial arts all have licensing components available. Every single Netflix movie that you've ever watched, every single Hulu movie that you've watched is an example of a licensing deal. For those of you who are listening to the broadcast, I am holding up a doll of Mickey Mouse, and the Walt Disney Company is the number one licensing brand in the world year after year after year. So when we talk about industries or we talk about where entrepreneurs can fit in, whether corporate America versus universities, let's go into a few specific examples. So let's say, think about the journey of the employee. Companies spend more money on retaining employees than just about any other expense. So any type of training that helps to empower, educate, and in many cases for the coaches who are watching who may be more spiritual or more health related, nowadays with the climate of the world, helping employees, let's say, have a better quality of life through, let's say, relaxation, through exercise, through mental health and awareness is a growing industry. So there's a seat at the table for many different types of coaches and experts, whereas 5-10 years ago, it may not have seemed as a high in demand. So if you have a course that, let's say, provides HR support, HR onboarding, if it provides, let's say, training or white label training where you provide the training model for the company to provide their intellectual property, there's definitely a seat at the table for you, health and wellness as well. When we transition over to the university level, there's, if you think about the common curriculum in universities around the world, if we start at the 100 level, it tends to be a wide range of required courses as well as electives. So if you fit in with, let's say, specific textbooks, whether it's programming, whether it's entrepreneurial skills, whether it's health and wellness, whether it's, let's say, technical skills such as welding, being an electrician, these are all programs that universities are buying either as direct, let's say, learning material or as supplementary content for either after school or mentoring programs, tutorial programs as well. I personally license a program for, let's say, the school system that was used for an after school program. So we came in and said, let's deliver our financial literacy curriculum as part of the Common Core curriculum. But they found a value for it in an after school program. And so what you have to keep in mind is that, number one, there's a value and an audience for your content within corporate America, within universities, within government agencies, within Chamber of Commerce, within, let's say, trade associations and various groups. And also, you may create the content, but the person who is purchasing the license, the licensee, is actually determining where the value best fits. So what this means is that there's incredible versatility within the licensing world. It's just a matter of how do you make sure your content or curriculum is license ready.
I saw so many things that as you were walking through that, that I hadn't expected, including taking some content and having it be supplementary. So, you know, for a class or somebody who's coming into a corporate setting to do training, they can sort of reference. And now you're going to watch this video, or now you're going to go through this workbook that gets licensed to them, right? And it's a way to support the process. So it doesn't necessarily need to be a wholesale piece of content that you're slotting in and saying, okay, this course that you're taking is going to be all virtual and you go sit at your desk and watch these videos. So that's great. How you've obviously got a network to get these things into the right hands or presented to the right individuals. From the vantage point of the corporate world or the university space, what is their point of view in terms of like the procurement? Do they have people who are on a mission to be looking for these things, or how does that all work from their end?
Excellent question. And so I'm going to cover this from the perspective of the licensor or the people who are tuning in, who are wondering, how on earth do I get my book, my course, my idea, my creation into this vast corporate world where I don't have direct content, I don't have direct relationships, I simply don't have a foot in the door, I don't have an introduction, where do I start? And so what we have to understand is the difference between a course, a program, and a curriculum. And I'm going to explain exactly how you get into corporate USA, corporate North America, and start to do business around the world using the power of your creations and licensing. So first of all, a course itself is simply packaging your knowledge, skills, and abilities into some form of digital format that solves a problem for a specific group of people. And so one of the limitations of a course is that it lacks support. As we know, anywhere from less than 20% of people who take a course actually finish the first module, and even less than 10% complete the entire course. So that's where we go into the curriculum or program. So course, program. And the difference between a program versus a course is that a program has mentorship, accountability, and community. And so once we hit the program tier or phase, that's when we start to look at licensing. And so when we go into curriculums, a curriculum is it's defined and dialed into the point where it's standalone from the business itself, in that you can plug in an instructor who's qualified, certified, of course, to deliver that content. And it's more driven by customer experience versus customer service in the program. So the question becomes, now that we understand what a course, a program, and curriculum is defined by, how do we get this curriculum into the corporate world?
This is what I've been waiting for, so I can't wait. Go ahead.
And so what you have to understand is one of the overarching points that I'd like to make in this entire conversation is that licensing is not something you get. You don't go and do licensing. It's something that is an evolution of great customer experience. So when I mentioned community in the program, so I cover mentorship, accountability, community. Within your goal in transitioning from program to curriculum is to identify and nurture your 100 true students. What this means is you gather testimonials, you take them through the entire process, you help them develop and reach a specific result as a result of your recorded or documented training. Now, here's what happens. Those same individuals who are in your Facebook groups or your online communities that you've created for your program and your curriculum, they have to go to work. And so when they're at work, there's typically a meeting that happens once a week, and they'll say, well, we need a specific training that solves a specific problem. And that person will raise their hand and say, I know someone who has the answer that we need. And so the dots are connected that way. Referrals are the number one way to land licensing agreements. When I look at my own path of licensing, it always comes from someone I've worked with, someone I've delivered a valuable service for, speaking on a stage somewhere, attending a summit. Licensing is very much a relationship-driven industry. And so you don't get licensing agreements. They evolve, they grow, they're nurtured from the relationships that you maintain through delivery of excellent customer experience.
So one thing that you know about me is that strategy is a really important word in my world. And what you've just described sounds like it requires a clearly defined strategic approach from the licensor, the person who has the content. They need to be very clear and deliberate about what mechanisms they're setting up. So you gave an example of a Facebook group and somebody being part of that community and then saying, ah, I know somebody. Well, that doesn't happen by chance. I'm assuming that there really needs to be intent on the part of the content creator to make those types of things happen.
Well, when we talk about specific strategies, positioning is a major part of licensing success. So if we were to say, okay, we want to be rainmakers now. We don't want to just wait on relationships, because there's some people who say, well, I believe my program is great. How can I make it rain in this one particular area? So let's go into a few strategies for that. So when we talk about, let's say, how can we position ourselves as the go-to expert within our industries, and how can we start to establish more licensing opportunities? The first thing I want you to do is go into your email autoresponder and simply every quarter send an email that says, if you enjoy this training experience and you want to discuss how to make it available for your organization, your corporation, your community center, your group, then contact me at support@yourdomain.com. And so that would be the first step, is number one, to make sure that your audience understands that there is a next step. So if they're experiencing it from a one-on-one standpoint, meaning the individual to the learning material, but you're also letting them know that it's available for teams as well as for there's a corporate level of training that's available. And I guarantee you that if you're delivering your customer experience well enough, and it's a consistent delivery at least once a quarter of letting people know that's available, many people are going to raise their hand and say, I want the next level. Now, if we're dealing with, let's say, corporate America, university, so on and so forth, we want to make sure that we have our one sheet. We want to make sure that we have our documentation, our results, our demographics dialed in so that when the decision makers take a look at that particular package or proposal, they have all the details they need at a glance. Now, also, when we talk about positioning, one thing we don't do enough is utilize paid advertising from a reputation building standpoint. So I like to run what's called a reputation funnel, where I'm simply taking people through the year of, let's say, licensing examples. So if I was, let's say, looking to do more licensing, I would run an awareness funnel where I'm simply drive the call to action for this funnel is look at this blog post, look at this proposal, look at the customer results, look at the client wins. Throughout the year, the cost for ads itself, it tends to be lower because it's mostly video, and you want people to see your work in motion. So for you, let's say if you are an accountant and you are, let's say, Calgary's fastest growing accounting expert. And so let's say tax strategist. I like that a little bit better. Has a better ring to it. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing throughout the year is you're starting with your case study. So you start with, let's say, taking somebody from where they were. Maybe they were $50,000 in debt, and you've taken them to a place where through understanding tax strategies, they're able to, let's say, plan better for the next year and pay off that debt. Or let's say you help a solopreneur who is struggling in doing their own taxes to figure out that result. And so you're taking them through the year, and you're targeting in your, let's say, your awareness funnel, you're targeting decision makers so that when they're browsing social media, then they get to see you in motion. You're not talking about what your theories, you're talking about actual results, tangible results, wins, and positioning. And so the platforms I would look at are Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, which is a platform which is purely questions and answers. I would also look at Reddit. I would also look at LinkedIn as well, which is a platform which is primarily made up of decision makers and people who don't go to the platform unless they have a tangible work objective for it. So using these strategies are a way, and let me give another final strategy, is simply to maintain a steady stream of testimonials. So the best time to gather a testimonial is at the peak of customer experience. So if you've delivered a customer win in a group coaching standpoint, you want to follow up immediately with, can you please provide a testimonial to document this experience? It helps us to grow as well. You can also segue into LinkedIn recommendations, which are essentially working for you 24/7, no matter where you may be in your day. Someone can always go to your profile, and due to LinkedIn's high SEO ranking for your particular name or business, is something that they will see right away. So those are a few strategies that I would use in order to more or less rainmake licensing and take the offensive to say, I want to create more licensing deals for my business or my creations.
This is all so fascinating. I'm just sitting here listening and absorbing it. You may have noticed that I'm also taking notes as you're going along, because I have lots of follow-up questions for which we don't have time today, but we're going to have you back to continue the conversation further. But if somebody who's listening wants to really understand how to leverage what you've talked about here for their own business, for their own intellectual property, where should they go to learn a little bit more about how to take their knowledge and land big partnerships?
Well, the first thing you should do is start with packaging your knowledge. Licensing begins with the ability to package your knowledge to solve specific problems. What I have for you is the Digital Assets Execution Plan, which will take you step by step on how to get clear about your unique superpower and form of knowledge, how to package it, what vehicles or let's say content types to package it in, and then finally, how to leverage partnerships in order to amplify that message, that footprint to industries and audiences that are greater than your own.
And so folks can find that over at, I love your website, by the way. It's Mr. Shadid, M-R Shadid, which is spelled shadeed.com/assets.
Correct.
And there's a form to fill out to get access, and by all means, go grab that and learn the process from Shadid. He clearly is into systems, as am I, right? So he knows what steps need to be taken, and this is a really good starting point. So Shadid Alazar, thank you so, so very much for coming on and giving us a little bit of a flavor of what it is that businesses and experts can look forward to if they think about positioning themselves ever so slightly differently in order to open up doors into worlds they probably, before they even listened to this, didn't even know they had access to.
Well, it was my pleasure to share this time with your audience, and happy licensing. It's a multi-trillion-dollar industry. So your content has a place, your content has a need, and allow yourself to play the game at a world-class level so that you can have the consistent revenue to be available for the people and moments that matter.
Beautiful. So again, if you want to follow up with Shadid, head on over to MrShadid.com. That's MrShadeed.com/assets. And once again, you've been listening to More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer. Thanks so much for spending some time with us, and I look forward to seeing you on a future episode.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit GetDavidsGift.com. That's GetDavidsGift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.